Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
to Bill Trump's supporting critical that they're going to regain power in 2022. Iowa's Ashley Hinton, a Democratic supporter, says it simply came down to message.
I respect Congressman Kennedy's conservative record, but if you're the leader of a company and they weren't delivering on the message that the majority of your
is Jabril on? Jabril? Can you hear me?
Nicole Kelly, thank you. And
can you hear me?
In a deadly police shooting, the city will pay the family of Andre Hill $10 million. Hill was shot last December as he emerged from a garage holding up a cell phone. The officer, Adam Torrell, was fired in the state is not guilty to murder and reckless homicide charges. By more than 6 months after the 2020 election, an unusual audit has begun in Phoenix. Workers hired by Arizona Republicans have been going over more than 2 million ballots. CBS's Chris Van Cleve takes us inside this audit that many are calling simply.
Across from the crazy times carnival inside an arena known as the Madhouse, the 2020 presidential election is being recounted. Unprecedented partisan audit of Arizona's most populous county that could ripple across the country. The GOP controlled Senate is simply $1 million coming to vote to a company run by a Trump supporter. Ken Bennett is overseeing the audit.
This has nothing to do with going back and trying to change. This is only about identifying whether we have some strengths and weaknesses.
Workers in the GOP line say they were talking about what others are citing for bamboo fibers as proof of or smuggled in from Asia.
If that didn't happen, then we will just go.
But do you really think thousands of dollars are flown in from Asia?
No, not I don't personally, but there are a lot of people that do.
Trump supporters only wanted Facebook claims of a stolen election gathered at the State House Thursday, urging the Senate to finish the count.
And I think we've seen the level of betrayal continue to increase.
Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs welcomed a letter from the Department of Justice warning the audit may be violating election laws. And she worries there will be more of these to come.
This is just furthering their political agenda, which is now tied to Trump and the big lie. And it's very damaging to our democracy.
Well, tonight, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has passed a drug test and went on his first Christmas stakes. The cold train by racing legend
Bob. No, there's nothing on right now.
After the Kentucky
Medina
Spirit still could be.
If they come on, I'll turn it down. Good, they'll probably need something to listen to.
In Maryland, and Chris Perry opens up about the pain and suffering of his royal upbringing.
When traders tell us how to make pictures even better, we listen. But Jack, if you want a streamlined version to get access anywhere, don't download necessary. And Jen, if you want to execute a preset trade strategy in a second,
start your day with Crest 3D White, and for most of seniors, tomorrow, your smile will always be brilliant. Crest 3D White Brilliant, 100% stain removal, 24-hour stain resistance, to lock in your whitest smile. Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America.
Managing type 2 diabetes? You're on it. Staying active and eating right? Yep, on it there too. You may think you're doing all you can to prevent the type 2 diabetes and heart disease. But could your medication do more to lower your blood pressure?
Are you on already? Okay, what's your last four number? Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you. We have some static in the background. Somebody has some static going on. Oh, can you see the board? Okay. Okay. I see you.
All right, Leona, can you guys hear me?
And why did you want to start
talking? No, something's not right. It was nothing better to do. Hold on, Jabil. Can everyone hear?
Yeah.
Okay, Jabril, can you call me now?
Call me now.
Call him to the studio.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Yes. Somebody's got an EV on in the background.
I'm going to put everybody on mute for a minute. I can get a fine position. Okay, now, you're 734?
Yeah, I'm dialing in from 734. Okay. I'm trying to kill this echo.
How's that now? Can you guys hear me out there?
Okay, fine. You got it.
Okay.
So you're all good enough. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Hello? Can everybody hear us out there?
Hello, I can hear.
All right, okay, we're in. Okay, hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of the People. This is your host, Jabril Salam, and Nupa Glue Hot Money. We're having some technical difficulty with the sound tonight, once again. But you guys can just bear with us. We'll get into our discussion in just a second.
Jabril, can you see the board lit up, or are you on the other side?
Yeah, I can see the board.
Okay.
I'm just having to dial back in.
I think that means
game on.
All right, next. I'll look at Queen Elizabeth's life through the eyes of those who know her best. Tonight's On the Run segment is sponsored by Geico. You can save even more by car insurance.
You're on the air now.
We are thrilled. We finally
all right, we live.
Everyone
okay.
Can hear.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of the People. And I'm your host tonight, Jabril Salam. We'll be picking up our discussion that we had last week. We requested our callers to mute your phones until you're ready to speak so we won't have background noise and feedback. Okay, we're going to start off with a prayer, and we'll end with a song.
All the blessings taken from the start of the world. I hope you're not going to the island of meaning that I'm going to find right now. That.
Okay. I think we're good to go. Okay, welcome tonight, and we want to open our discussion with some of the things which is going on in Indian country, and we would like for our listening audience to call in and engage us in this conversation. And that's the 657-383-1630, where we discuss here on the Indigenous Voice of the People, we discuss the different issues which go on across America at the different reservations and the different urban centers, injustices and so forth done to our people, to the people of color, and to our Indian nations, to our African people, to our human family. And this is something that we need to address on a international level. And we implore our people to pick up their independence and pick up self-determination and to stand together on these issues of social injustices. This day and age, we have so many social unrest and social injustices that we need to address these things in such a way that we can rectify our situations, which first it comes from cleaning up oneself, cleaning up one's heart and spirit, and embracing the human family as that family circle again, where the neighbor is important, the family is important, the parents are important. These are some of the traditional values which have been lost. And these are something we need to pick back up. And it only can be done through independence because, as we see through the history and time, these things do not work in this Eurocentric behavior. The way that the European people, we've built a nation together, but their way doesn't work for us. Look at us. We come from a people who were close to the earth, close to the Creator, close to each other, close to other nations. When we traveled through the land, through other territories of other nations, we were welcomed by our people. We were fed by our people. But now everyone mm-hmm. looks at each other with suspicion and so forth. People mm-hmm. pick up things which don't belong to them, and they mm-hmm. abuse one another. Why? Because yep. the system breeds injustice. It breeds suspicion and arrogance and ignorance and so many bad character values, which we as a people didn't have in our language. There were no cuss words, no bad, evil words in our languages. So these things were taken away from us, and we adopted ways which are unbecoming of good character, of the upright, of those who are wholesome, who have sound hearts. In our Lakota language, we pride ourselves on a word of Tante Tenza, Ohitika, strong heart. What is a strong heart? A strong heart is a clean heart, a heart that is pure, a heart that's connected to its creator, the four directions, the up and the down. We are meant to stay in the middle, to keep a balance. But the only way we can remain in fairness and balance is to embrace those good qualities, those qualities of goodness, righteousness, justice, sharing, caring, generosity, wisdom, knowledge. These are qualities of people who are sound, who have a sound heart. So this is the discussion which we want to get into, and many other discussions. And anybody wants to add anything to it, we definitely welcome you to bring whatever issue that you have. But in order for us to go to the international community and bring our grievances where we get the rest of the world who are moving on the rights of indigenous people to look at our situation and to stand with us and we stand with them, with the rest of the indigenous world, we have to create our own covenant. We have to stand in the right status, in the right platform, and that's freedom and independence, self-determination. I implore you, listening audience, look up political status. What is the legal definition of that? What is the definition of independent? What is the definition of self-determination? What is a major? What is a minor? These words have a meaning in the status of the people of the world. So we need to know these things so that we know where we stand when we deal in the society with these people. And I turn it over to the listening audience to engage into the conversation. So I'm going to open the floor for a discussion. So if you guys could come on in and join the conversation, engage in the conversation. 505-3576.
Hey, this is Oyate Ota.
Hey, welcome, my brother. Welcome. Good to hear you, Oyate.
Hey,
Guys have a little technical problem, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we get to get into these heavy subjects. They cut our sound. Sometimes they cut us off altogether.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What, is Chernobyl on tonight?
Yeah, he's going to come on. I just texted him to come back in. I talked to him just a minute ago. He'll probably dial back in just a second.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I was waiting for him to come on. I wanted to hear what he had to say about the, you know, the territorial boundaries and stuff that he was going to talk about tonight, I guess.
Okay.
Our independence boundaries, you know.
Yes. He was supposed to have some stuff ready for us tonight. So hopefully he's going to dial in just a second here, enlighten us into this conversation. He said he had some heavy stuff to get into tonight.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for him, Jerbwheel, I sent him a copy of some music. I'm a musician also, Jerbwheel.
Okay.
And, yeah. And I do my own independent stuff. I don't depend on anybody for anything except for vocals. I have a problem with vocals because I had an injury in the service that prevents me from doing vocal, any kind of vocal. I'm barely talking these days. Anyway, I sent him a copy of this music. I'm going to offer it to you, Jabril, to consider to use it for your bumper music.
Okay.
And it's all independent. I do everything on it except the vocals. Wrote it, produced it, arranged it, played all the instruments on it. And I think it's really appropriate for what we're talking about, independence.
Yes.
Because, my focus is on independence for everything. And I express that through my music and only that. I don't, go off on a tangent and talk about anything else. So that's what it's concerning. And, you can maybe Chernobyl will introduce you to it somehow. And you can consider it. And, if you don't want to use it, no problem. I'm not promoting it. I don't sell music. I'm not interested in any of that. Everything I do is free. And if you decide not to use it, you're going to hurt my feelings, so.
Oh, well, we'll definitely use it. Definitely.
Anyway, it's available, so that's all I can say. So anyway, I'm waiting for Chernobyl to come on and then see what he has to say, and then, we can take it from there. In the meantime, I'll let it go, and you can bring somebody else on. So I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Okay, we're going to turn it over. We got me and Abdullah. Go ahead, Abdullah.
Okay, people, 918. 0762.
I'm waiting too.
Okay.
Let's see if anybody wants to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Jabril, are you still there? Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me out there? Oh, yeah, see. Oh, yeah, see. You still there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, our sound went dead again. We had to dial back in. I don't know what is wrong with this show.
Yeah.
We got Chinupa is there. Chinupa, you here?
Yeah, I'm here, and what's going on with the board here? Talk to me.
It's not the board. We have a sound issue. So we back in now. We had to open the show and dial in with a different phone like we did last week.
Okay, so then see, this is my point that I was saying earlier. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing
can
good.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Louis told me that Sister Jerry was supposed to be sending something to my box. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sending you a copy of a CD. Should you have it by Wednesday or Thursday?
All right, bet. Yeah, Louis was telling me that today. I've been dealing with a lot of wakes and funerals and a lot of graduations of young women. You know, our family is so messed up because of this COVID-19 shit. And then there's all them new space stations that idiot Trump put up there. And the bombarder things against everyone else. But that's probably all the thing. But the only way things are going to get back to normal and where people need to step into the provisions of it, they got to start exercising their independence. If they don't, it'll never go anywhere. Which brings to mind some of that paperwork that you sent Louie and them. I got them from that Bear Ribs guy. And I was reading them very strongly. And, you know, this is a direct encounter. If a white man is saying that a warrior such as, you know, Bear Ribs made that intrusion on their behavior about what it was to really seek, you know, adherence to a land that still belongs to us, the white man recorded that on the faith of him. And so when you look at that, folks, pay, really pay attention. There's a lot of history out there and ancient stuff that our people shared and provided each other with, but the majority of us were so caught up in that centric, you know, mindset. You know, Eurocentric, you know, bipolar disorder, we're all messed up because we want to follow the path of what white people do, and that's how they're doing it to this day, as long as they're polluted with their parentheses and how they, you know, practice and perfect colonial issues, then they neutralize your ass. And so that problem is that way, see? So, you know, that's the purpose of what these people don't see. So I say that because, you know, our people are still stuck in that root. But then again, that root is not really something that they want to get out of, see? So I will it back to all of you because, you know, I'm trying to give everybody a chance to see the reality that's unfolding. All right, back to you, folks.
Okay, callers, remember, this is your show, so start talking so we can understand what y'all want and what you need. We can't answer y'all anything until you let us know what you need. State the city, the tribe you're from, and your name. Caller 505 8-9-8-9-6-7. It doesn't seem like nobody want to tune in. They just want to listen. Nobody want to talk.
Hi, this is Christine Denali.
Okay.
Hi, I'm calling from 8-9-6-7. I'm kept dialing in and wanting to listen and want to thank reminding me to call in and I don't know if Etta's on the line, but we're still facing all this pipeline and Navajo Nation doing seismic testing for helium. So, you know, they'll probably be drilling and extracting helium in our area, and our water's already contaminated. They haven't done anything about cleaning it up or trying to provide cleaner water for the people. Anyway, that's just in a nutshell some of our concerns.
It's Oyate. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, you know, it seems it stands to reason that if tribes like the Navajo and all the other ones, you know, they have these problems, environmental problems and everything, and they all result from the federal United States government, their policies and procedures and whatever they, you know, decide to do. And if they want to get away from, you know, having problems like that and be able to resolve their problems, they need to go independent. You know, Navajo, supposedly it's a Navajo nation, not independent nation, and it's not a nation state. You know, the United States likes to recognize tribes as nations to appease them. Well, it's time to stop being appeased and demand our rights to be an independent and free nation. You know, an independent state, a country where we can control our own resources. Back to you.
Well, he's right that every tribe has its own status of independence, but the key is, are you going to practice that independence and that status you have? If you don't practice your rights, you have no rights. If you don't stand up for nothing, you won't be nothing. So the point is, and the thing is, are you going to do this? Come on, people. This is your radio station. Give us some feedback. Chinook, are you there? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we lost Chinupa. Oh, yeah, there. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I think we lost Chinupa.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get him back in.
Well, you know, in response to that last statement about what are people going to do, you know, are they willing to stand up? Well, I know for a fact that there's people in the Navajo Nation, in the Chiricahua Nation, and other nations that are strong supporters of independence and trying to make progress, you know, in that direction. But they just need other people to join in with them.
Yes, definitely we need more people to join in and pick up the independence so we stand together and we create our own covenant. And then when we go to the go back to the UN, we can come, you know, with our delegates, and the people who get to see us as the those nations who stand in their independence. If we once asserted our independence, we need to reassert our independence. We became dependent nations, and the people who are we under with this BIA fiasco are not even the they're not the continental government that agreements were originally made with. These are British territorial government corporate government. So these are not even the actual people. They are just pulling off a big sham. So we have to go back to our original way and pick up our independence and then move that way. And of course, we understand that a lot of our people are in poverty and under despair and so forth, and that's the way that they keep us suppressed so that they can keep dominance over us. Because, and it's by our consent. We consent to it. And those treaties are no more. Most of those treaties, they have done away with the treaties. They don't respect the treaties. They abrogated every last one of them. And we just doing research the other night and seeing them auctioning treaties off, the treaty paperwork, which is very disrespectful. But like I say, these are not the people who those agreements were originally made with anyhow. These are someone else, foreigners. So it puts us in a very precarious situation as indigenous people. So I see our only way out would be to stand in our own independence once again. So that's why we push so hard on the independence, because it's so much needed. And we take care of our people with traditional medicine, and try to take care of our people with food, you know, the feeding, housing, and so forth. It's a struggle. You know, it's definitely a struggle. Like you say, you make your music independently. So definitely, we would like to have some of your music, and we would definitely back you and support it. Why? Because that's the only way we can survive is by supporting one another. That support is so important. We had a lot of the young people graduating who didn't have, you know, their families, I guess, for whatever reason, didn't have things they needed, and they got a hold of the storefront. And Chinupa and some of our other warriors were able to provide the things that they needed. They made hair plumes and so forth for them, medicine wheels with the eagle plumes and that. And those kids, the smiles on their faces were just priceless. So that kind of thing is something that we definitely need to keep out in front of us so that we bring our people to a better place. Because when I go to a different reservation, it's very sad to see how our people are living. And our elders are living, you know, in the type of care and so forth that's given. It's shameful. This country has so much, but it gives so little. And we don't want that for our children, for our people, for our elders. But we have to assert our own independence. And we have to break that cycle, that mentality that we have to depend on someone else when we were always a simple people who made our own. Mom taught me, take what you got, son, and make what you need. It was so simple. You know, it taught you to use that which the Creator gave you. Creator gave us good brains, good mind, good with our hands, you know.
and we watch the nature. Mom would always say, watch the birds. And in watching those birds, we learned that they get their provision every morning. The Creator provides for them. They sing the songs in the morning and pray before the sun come up. You hear them going into prayer about 4:30 in the morning. They're all singing. And when the sun come up, you see them go seek the provisions. They all go and they get their food. Some are gathering, building a nest. You know, they have many things going on. So many lessons for us. We need to reassert ourselves. So it's very refreshing to hear many other nations asserting that independence. Hopefully we can all pull together. And many nations, one people. The nuclear is going to dial back in. So is there anyone else there in the audience there calling in that would like to say anything?
Yeah, I just got something brief to say. Our government, our tribal governments better learn quick that white man's government is cracking right now, and it's fallen under corporate control. And when that government cracks and falls, so will tribal governments, because they've replicated their government the same as the white man's government. And when corporate takes over this country, where is the native tribes going to be? Because where's their contracts with this government going to be, like the IRA? They're going to be, they've got a patriot movement in this country. Patriot corporation control. They're going to come in and take control, and the Native nations better start getting together and going back and turning to each other, because it's going to get nasty out here. And if they can't do that, then, you know, this country is just going to go under a corporate control and the patriot paramilitary-style control. And they're going to do whatever they want, because they're going to have what they call the thug system. If I was Indian Nations right now, I would be trying to get through the international courts and stuff, some alliances from other countries to get ready to align with the tribes over here to fight against those corporations, because they ain't going to be able to depend on white people in this country. They're going to fall. That government's going to fall. So if all tribal people can't pull together and do it by themselves with each other and each tribe and get back to that independent structure, then they need to start looking outside the box and outside this country for alliances. So that's about all I've got to say for tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for that understanding, and that's a very powerful understanding, because the ship is sinking. It is crumbling, yeah, it's going down. And falsehood only can so far. When truth arrives, falsehood must vanquish. So,
well, if I was a tribe, all the nations, if they can't pull together and unite as one, start working between each other, getting back to living off the land, helping each other out, then, like I said, they better get ready, because that corporate America is taking over that government slowly but surely. And like I said, then it's every man for himself out here.
Yeah, well, I mean, if everyone remembers the advent of the shopping mall that came in the 70s, and it was such a grand thing, well, they're a thing of the past now. Before the shopping malls, we had mail order, Sears and Roebuck, Macy's, JCPenney's, Five and Dime, Woolworth, these type of deals. And it's changing. It's evolving again. The corporate municipal government is gone. Only thing they have now is the territorial. So now they're retooling the bankruptcy. Got them retooling the computers. They're going to move the money house from here probably to Israel. It was once in Britain. They moved to here. Next they're going to move it. They named Palestine, Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine, and they've been trying to move the indigenous people off that land. The Palestinians have been trying to get off that land for the past 40, 50 years. Why? Because they want to make that their new money house. And they want to go to the digital currency, and they want to collapse this over here on everybody. And they're trying to do it slowly, but it's slowly eroding. When they, like you said, when they go, all the other little stores go too, which we call tribal governments and these other little governments and so forth. They'll dissolve too. Why? Because they won't have the parent company to take care of the subsidiaries. Who are them? The tribal governments of today are the subsidiaries of the U.S. Inc., United States Corporation. So once the big store, the mother store goes, the subsidiaries go too. So if they collapse totally, then we'll lose these tribal governments. They'll have to go back to councils.
Well, then maybe the tribes in this country need to reach out to other indigenous countries who've got a good stick-foot rule and maybe start allying. Well, I don't know. Hey, maybe we got to go to the grounds with the corporate government, and maybe we need some countries that got, you know, got the power behind them to take this country back over.
Well, there are a lot of other nations who stand with us already, and they're just waiting on us to get our act together. We're in contact with a lot of different nations worldwide, and we have a lot of connections to a lot of different nations who are waiting for us to stand up, because they started their human experiment with us. Then they went global with it. Now they're waiting on us to step forward and take our rightful position so that everyone else can fall back in line, you know, so to speak. So internationally, yes, you're absolutely correct. It's time for us as the people of Turtle Island to step back up, take on that leadership.
The world is in chaos.
Why? Because the people's hearts are corrupt.
Well, it seems like every tribe is under this IRA contractual agreement. So if that government up there, if they legally go under, and they specifically through IRA said they're in contract, if they go down under and the tribes right now are stockpiling, right, then we can become back the leaders of this country rightfully, because if we got our shit together, okay, you can't handle it, so we're going to take back control.
It's time for them to pay rent. They've been living good off of us for many years, many, many, many seasons. It's time to pay rent. It's time for us to, as landlords, stewards of the land, to step up and take control.
Now you're going to be talking to corporations instead of
how do we step up and take control? By asserting your independence, withdrawing your consent to all this madness and nonsense. You know, it's all by implied consent or open consent, but the only way that you have to withdraw that consent. The inherent power is in the people, not in the corporation or the offices in which you hired them to manage. You know, the U.S. is a service corporation to serve the states, and they're in a cooperative, a corporate cooperative. You know, it's all about making money in business, but these governments are about service. The tribal government is supposed to serve the people. U.S. government is supposed to serve the states. The states and county governments and city governments are supposed to serve the people. They are service corporations. But
yeah.
They switched the game when those foreigners came in 150 years ago, and everybody been asleep at the wheel. Well, now it's time to wake up. You are
well,
the power.
If the white
you hire these people to hire these people to do service for us. We need the water to be pumped. We need the trash to be picked up. We need the fires to be put out. We need the arguments to be settled. These are the services in which we're supposed to be provided, but if we don't manage it, then it runs away, it runs amok. And that's what happens. Corruption is run rampant because the hearts are corrupt. The people have been corrupted in the heart. So when the heart is corrupt, everything is, the whole body is corrupt. So they start going, thinking about not his family, he's thinking about himself. Not thinking about his parents because he stick them off in a home. You think about the kids because they throw them out at 18 years old. This is all backwards. And we know better, but we're not doing the things that we know to do. So until we pick that up and do the things that we know we're supposed to do, not leaving it to someone else or depending on someone else, then the things won't change. We have to change it. Creator not going to help us to change until we change that which is in ourselves. My big brother Chanupa said something today. He told my nephew, he said, you calling me? He said, call the great mystery. That's who you need to call. And that was very profound. Why? Because who feeds us every day? Who gives us life? Who gives us breath? Who allows the birds to fly across the sky, the rain to fall from the sky, vegetation to grow from the earth? So these are the things in which we need to straighten out, straighten ourselves out, and come together and do things the way it needs to be done. What needs to be done is we have to manage ourselves. We have to manage our families. We have to manage our tribes. We have to manage our nations. And we have to love one another as family, re-embrace one another. Matakio pe, matakio asin. Hello, my relatives. Because we are all related. Even the nature, the trees are our relatives. The birds are our relatives. The bugs are our relatives. And until we embrace these things in their proper function, we won't have a complete circle again. So I turn it back over to you guys. If anyone else would like to join in this conversation or add something or share your knowledge with us, please do.
But 505-8967. Somebody said unmuted.
Okay.
You can't hear anybody, can you?
I can hear you.
You can hear me, and I listen to everybody that has the 80-cent piece into their situation of what you're all talking about. You know, folks, listen carefully, okay? And really get this in your heart and your mind so the rest of your body can pick it up. We chokile echa wosuta oispe na echuha uchima kana wakata kya wakata kakichima ne to kile na echa woke wo ableze wo yup jumpte wo wash ake wo yup cha hena ni chup mauspe ke ogna na hutopa kile na Katia topa hecha eto honke hene isha wo ableze ois papi no spendi kapi. Katanko oyate. Echaka oyate. Wambli oyate. Na sitre sapala. Hena aati ha. Waka hena ableze hena ois papi. Ho, e chuha mila hankle makoche o ki trafi tima hiupin na ha. T Tehion Kuab na ukaso na hoheta halila ota oyek chakle okahni gapni. Chatagni iglega bokit, mina huskat hawans peki chetke hecha yapi. Natagni was there, you chumbo kit, otachi you oglak up. Natona ho he wobble is voice pok tekile henet webe. You are war hunkle or at the top again with chat, but henet webe. Nature attack for the no kit pops Nicky Lay Yaglin, huh? And now what Hatanaki Chimane took Lewan speaking the Chusney. No Chimakaki is just only Hena Nichusney. Ah, but it's up here. Dark sheets a Hena Miller Huska Kakaki Hena Echa or Spinach after Yagle happy. No one let Aku a Peki Lay Yeska wanked it. For the folks that are tuned in tonight and we're running late on shows and different time frame, and I don't know what the scenario is. I don't want to get into it. A lot of you that were text messaging me and calling me, and you're very upset. I do not operate the show. I'm only one of the spokespeople on it, okay? I help, you know, out in every method. I don't operate the computer. I'm computer illiterate. Well, you guys, you know, texting me and giving me a grief understanding about how you feel, and, you know, that's on you. You know, Jabril's got a phone number. Look his name up on the computer. You all access to that. Look up Amin's phone number and all that, and look up Sister Leona's. You know, take it with them. I don't run this board. I'm computer literate. Again, I am computer illiterate. In other words, I can't read a computer. I don't want to. I could, but it'll take me some time, but I don't want that. Bad enough, I text. But what I'm saying to all of you that think I have something to do with it, yeah, I helped be a co-conspirator to the show to help knowledge and whatnot get about. What I just said in the language is a true example. All of you that use text message and the computer, you're part of the system's dilemma, okay? Jabril, I heard him talk about, you know, what they're trying to do in Gaza and Israel and Palestine. There's a simple solution going on there. They're trying to exterminate those people and take control over every other country that's not theirs and to implement American colonial rule. It's just the way they are. They're devils. But you people are so caught up in, you know, I don't care about tribal governments. I don't care about the BIA. I sure in the heck don't care about the Interior Department. They all protect and serve the white man. My little brother Bryce Inderwoods was talking about just having a meeting up in the Black Hills somewhere again in Rapid City, and only a specific people can attend. And here's Rosebud going to put that meeting on, so you know how that's going to play out. Nobody else is invited. And the Rosebud people that are going to put that meeting on, they're not going to talk real serious and harsh. They ain't going to do that. I know. Bill Means, Russell Means' little brother, got people to bar me from going into that meeting. Bill Means did that. This is supposed to be, you know, a guy that believes in human rights, but he's a sellout too. He's a dopehead. I'll say that to his face when I see him too. But the point that I'm raising, they didn't want me to go back into the meeting, okay, because it's all about them making money for the white man and serving the white man. They're selling your right-of-ways out, and you're all going for it. I don't care if you're a tribal government or whatever position you surely serve in. Look, there's a way to do things and a way not to do things, okay? And I choose to not to do things. The reason for that, it's just like this corona sickness. America has been a fear-based society, and I'm going to say it again. Countless times you heard the story, you get on mad, but you all want to talk. So you learn that mechanism from the white man. Watch his TV programs. Watch his movies that he comes out with. He's showing you what he's capable of doing to human life and the four-legged. Watch them, folks. God damn. This is why you guys are so badly, you know, cultivated, assimilated, you know, colonized, that you can't see the big picture. And then don't call me and say, oh, Chinupa, man, come on. You know, we got to do this. That's up to you if you want to do it. If you want to follow the path of the white man, go ahead. Stay there and shut the F up, because you're not going to learn nothing. So that concept of killing the Indian, save the man, They're going to save the man and woman. And the ending is no more. See? This is the point that we raised. So these sicknesses were created by the man. The great mystery of Mother Earth did not say, we're going to give you a sickness. They didn't say that. But that's the problem here. We started low on this show. Like I said, I got your text messages. You're feeling uptight. The show was supposed to start at 5. I radioed my brothers to get there. And, you know, they got obligations to do, too. And so we try to tell all of you, help. Let's help each other. We're not the only ones that, man, have a struggle with computers and shit. I know I do, and I admit it. But when it comes to the value of life that's connected to the earth, I'm there. The animals, all of these things. Shut down, folks. Take a deep breath. Shut down. And really look at what we're saying. If you can do that, then you're going to see exactly what this white man is doing. He's the devil in true form, but you still follow his path. You like his language. You like using his stuff. I don't care about the entities of government. They're no good. They've been forced upon us illegally, and nobody agreed to it. But the amounts of people that they got to agree to it is what they used to say that everybody else agreed. That's not true. The white man has always lied from day one. Since he arrived here in 1492, and all those four ships that arrived, when they got off, they started lying. And that's just the way it is, you know. And if you guys don't want to blame them. The white man is a tremendous liar. He's a professional liar. He will talk you to death. That might be blasphemous, okay, but it's the truth. Look at the scores of incarceration that he has of people of color. Can't you see it? Can't you guys open your eyes and see that? And they're all people of color that are in there. Red, black, and yellow, and a handful of white folk. Because those are the ones that are still, you know, initiating the drug epidemics, because that's the criteria. And when you get inside that facility, they'll use any type of pharmaceutical drug to control you, to keep you in there. And there's places like dungeons where there is no sunlight. Believe me, I've been there, done that, and I know what the heck I'm saying. And so they put our people in a mechanism where they contaminate the brain so you become institutionalized. The way you feel safe and protected is in there, and you don't feel it out here. That's the concept. That's a human rights violation. But none of you listening audience people, none of you, and hear me on this, none of you will band together to take a federal court case and challenge these guys and sue them for all these ethnic cleansings. If all tribes can band together and with our black people together and we sue them, we can achieve a lot more with that. But we don't have to use the rights of the American people how they do it, because they lie in their court system. We need to take it to people of color, and that's the United Nations. People don't believe in them. Well, I do, because there's people of color over there. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's the direction we need to aim. So go ahead and keep talking that you don't want us to come together and you have an understanding. And if you do have an understanding, God dang it, get with the program and start lining the people. Let's go. You lead the way. I'll follow. And that's the point that I raise all the time. And independence has always been here until the white man got here and destroyed us all. And take a look at it, man. And I'm going to say it again. And if you black folk get mad and you feel hurt about it, that's on you too. When you came into my country, you had a name. When you came into my country, you had a language. And when you came into my country, you were a people of resistance and freedom. And that white man took that from you. He did that. He did that to you folks. And yet you still don't blame him. You see? You too are comfortable. They're no different than an Indian reservation. Everybody's comfortable. They like living like that. Go check the mail and come back and get back in your hut and lock the door. That's what you like. While the rest of us are out there serving children, people, language, animals. We're struggling too. We're in pain too. We know what it is to cry when we lose a loved one, seeing him get beat to death and die in sickness and stuff. We have them pains too. We cry too. The white man don't do that. He'll shed tears and that's it. And then when they put their little person in a box and they lay him to rest, they head to the nightclub. But if there's street paraphernalia and there's a dope pusher somewhere, they'll head over there. Can't you guys see it? It's right in front of you on all these radio shows we've been telling you. Back up. Go park at a convenience store or a mall and study and watch the white people and see how they behave. And then you'll see, and you'd be the judge and juror. That's what their evil is, right there. In any ethnic portion of people that know how to care and love their own with freedom of independence, that's the direction you need to go. And there's only 7 important people that do that. Okay? 7 important people. That's the great mystery, Mother Earth, the buffalo, the elk, the eagle, and the spotted tail people. And number 7, we're supposed to do that for ourselves, and we don't do that. You see what I'm getting at? So white man imposed his way of life upon us, so we don't believe in it anymore. And go look at Sunday's mass services in a church. You're going to see all color of denominations in there. But when it comes to the real practice of worship and sharing and caring and knowing the great mystery's power and the abundancy, you'll never see our people in there. I don't care if you're red, yellow, white, or black. It doesn't matter. Go look at it. And then you decide. See, this is how much we've been living under that yoke of slavery. We're forgetting who we are. Now we've become what we are, thanks to all of you that continue to support what, you know, your eccentric bipolar disorder is. That's created by the white race. Back to all of you, man. I don't know how much time we got left. I don't know if the tomorrow's show going to start at 5. I don't know any of these. I hope Jabril and them can tell you guys all that. It just, you know, it's too much. It's too much to handle for some. And we ask you guys, from the kindness of our hearts, if you got computer skills and knowledge, step us and help us. Look at our sister, Leona, that gave us this show. She's struggling to promote balance to help, you know, get some kind of attention where her son can be protected in these colonial prison camps. She's not the only one. There's a majority of our people that have a loved one isolated in these, you know, prison walls of concrete and steel. That's what the white man loves to do, man. He's a devil. The devil's been known to do that. Why do you try that? And again, folks, take a look at his TV movies. Look what he does. He'll do that to evil. He'll incarcerate evil and put chains on him. Alien versus Predator. Take a look at that movie. They're in a dungeon, right? So these predators got to come from space to fight that guy and kill him. You see what I'm getting at? This is what they do. They're showing you a true meaning of their evil and how they deal with it. And yet here comes the white man in those pictures and those movies. Oh, and he wants to be the big savior. Oh, get real. Come on now, folks. All right, back to you all. I don't know what time we got. I'll turn it back over to you guys, Bill.
I was wondering,
can
I just say something real quick? Chinupa was just talking about
please.
The white man and my son. Right now, my son's been denied help from anybody, any legal aid, any lawyer, anything in Massachusetts. And I was upset. I sent an email around the other day to a lot of these coalitions, a lot of these people. And what surprises me is our own people know exactly what's going on with him. They know he's going through all this, he's suffering. And they chose to defend, or not defend, they just didn't respond to me. But they chose to pretty much defend the very white people that are denying him the help. They've removed his cartilages where he didn't have to have them removed. Now it's bone on bone. He'll never be able to exercise again. They've kept him in a cell for 22 hours a day for over a year and a half now with nothing. They've taken his law books and given them to the prison law library. And these people, our own people, are going to completely let it go by over their head like these white people are not doing any wrong. So I agree with you, Chinupa. I agree with everything you stand for. because we are being put down, and divided we fall. And that's what's happening in this country. Everybody accepts it, and they move forward. They don't challenge the opposite races. We need to come together. Look at the biases, the prejudice against the Chinese because of the pandemic. They're out there fighting for themselves against the people that are attacking them. The blacks and the Hispanics are standing by themselves instead of coming together and conquering or challenging the complete history in this country of racism, of biases. They don't want to come together, but they want to talk about it. I just wanted to say that because I totally agree with everything you say. I totally agree with it. And as for the show today, I had an interview with somebody earlier today, and I didn't end up, she couldn't get in. I had a problem, and I was furious. So I let the people that own this show, I let them know I was pretty upset. So I'm sorry if you guys had problems, but I had them earlier today. But as I say, we need to come together. And one of the things I find a lot of times is people in America, they have gotten so used to being American. And when I say Americans, they put themselves in the category of white Americans. And that's the problem, because they forget the opposition, the oppression that they themselves have gone through. And I just wanted to say that. And I'll wheel it back to all of you. You got, 5 minutes anyway, a little bit over 5 minutes. Thank you for allowing me to say that.
Thank you, Sister Leona. We really appreciate that message. And this is something, this subject is a very deep subject. And as we said so many times, we have to move. We have to be like the river. We have to start moving. If we stand still, we stagnant like a pond is collecting algae and moss, and you stagnant. You're not going anywhere. And that water is, stagnant water is not pure. It's not good to drink. It's not, you know, it only can support certain life, not all life. So we need to be like the river, the flow, or the ocean, so that we can support life. We can change these things, get our people out of prisons. We can free our people. We can abolish drugs and alcohol and all these drugs. people are really sincere. Let's come together, have a summit, create a covenant, go to the international community and say, hey, listen, this is our position. This is where we stand, and we want to be recognized on this. Because every creature living, crawling, flying, walking has a right of space. And if that's not given, then resistance must happen. It's natural law. It's just part of nature. What goes up must come down. Truth arise, falsehood must go. So, you know, we're at 8:27. We're coming to the bottom of the hour. And tomorrow night, we're going to the same time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. We're having some difficulties, but I want to remind everybody that without sacrifice, there is no gain. So there is a struggle for us. We thank Sister Leona for ingratiating us and sharing this opportunity with us to have this show so that we can get our voices heard, get our messages out, share the knowledge with one another. And we need to communicate, I think, more and come together, meet, put our ideas together, and move forward on the independence and self-determination. I will it back over to you, Tanook.
You know, that's a real interesting topic of what you brought. So let me jump in to really get something really going off the understanding of life here. Folks, listen to this carefully. When you become a lender amongst American people, a lender, okay? So the lender gives you something without achieving. He gives you something without achieving, this lender. That's what he considers. So he makes those deciding borrows as a credit, worthy enough to give you a loan which creates a program and any stereotypical nonsense that's available, okay? And what comes with that is a fee of purchase. So regardless of what you buy in that name, this is what they do, okay? So as lenders, remember, you could lend whatever you want to that man. So he has been delivering a financial education as an understanding to purchase whatever class you want, but in return, he benefits and you become poor. You get what I'm saying, folks? Well, this is the logical explanation we're trying to tell you. It's like the incarceration rate in this country, okay? The incarceration rate in this country is so inevitable, unbelievable, that the white man wanted the color of man isolated and incarcerated from day one. Don't forget, even his Bible descriptions talk about that. He's been putting people in these dungeons since the beginning of their time, okay, over there in their country. And then one of those Bible scriptures talks about when that kid Daniel, they stuck Daniel in that lion's den. Okay, this is what you white people brought over here. That's why prisons are dungeons, okay? You white people brought that over there after they released you guys, but you couldn't take it back and impose it back on those people that did that to you. So the ordinary justice system, ordinary, okay? This is what happens. So indigenous peoples like myself and my black people are indigenous people from the continent of Africa. They're indigenous too, folks, whether you like it or not. They're mine. They're my indigenous people too. My black people have always been into the interaction with the white race, and here's why. They created a promotion back in the days of me and Sister Leona and Brother Amin and Jabril. He just got here because Jabril's in his 50s, he's still a baby. Point is, this music that was created by people like soul music, disco and all that, the people of color made that music. Even we indigenous people, we red people, Redbone and all these great bands, even indigenous, Testament, Anthrax, heavy metal guys, all of these people that did stuff in the music industry. And the black folk did their thing too. And the white people lusted for that music. They tried so hard to create music that was heartfelt. Folks, they can never do it. You know why? Because they're not in harmony, and they are most definitely not in love with people like we are. The yellow man, he's in love with his people. The black man, he's in love with his people. And we red men, we're in love with our people. And so the cultivation of destruction that continues to bombard us with all these so-called aimed recommendations, that's how they strengthen the justice system that protects white America. Am I making any sense, listening audience? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you guys can't see.
Oh, yeah.
See? See, so that when you talk the game. You know how people say, oh, well, hey, if you can talk the talk, can you walk the walk? Well, hey, I live it every day, every second, every moment. So as we wrap up, you know, the closing part to get back to the basics. Now, you take a look at my sister, and I'm going to say this, folks. If you get offended, so be it. You call my number, 605-517-2621. And you can also call my other phone number. It'll only last for about 2 minutes, and it shuts off. And that's 605-517-1547. Again, 605-517-1547. You call me if you feel that this is meant in a disagreement of how I feel about my sister Leona and her son. Because I'm going to tell you this straight up from the heart. The international institutions never ever gave the people in America an agency, okay? An agency. Now hear me on this, folks. So when the international community of these institutions didn't impose that on white people, where did they get that from? They brought it here from Rome, Mesopotamia, Mediterranean, the Greeks,
and the Egyptians, man. You get it? That's the effectiveness of how this access to their justice system applies to the rest of humanity. That's why they love incarceration, killing. Man, you folks, take a look at that white man. Take a look at him. Just take a look at him, man. And you'll see the evil. You can smell it on him. And the minute he looks at you, he's going to give you a smirk look, but then he's going to smile about it. So without those accessible and accessible court mongers as their mechanisms through that behavior, nothing will never, ever get protected unless you have the stability to enforce the independent and customary practices that we've had since time immemorial. This country known as Turtle Island, before they bastardized it with calling it the United States of America, lived in harmony with love and all the living creations that were here. Many of them four-legged and winged creatures are exterminated. They're extinct now because of that white man. They are. And in certain populous areas on Turtle Island had these animals. Now, you take a good look. When I was in Kenya and South Africa and Zimbabwe, I seen the purity of my black folk over there. I wanted to stay there, man, just like Matufo, when Matufo went home. Matufo went home to Africa and he passed away over there. And his family's still over. He admitted one thing to the rest of the audience he spoke to. He doesn't belong here. He belongs over there. And somewhere in his power, he said, I want to go home. That was remarkably said because he couldn't stand the culture of what happened in the Western Hemisphere on Turtle Island at the discretion of white American, their supremacist behavior. And that's what's happening here. And so until we create a normative standard, and I mean that, folks, a normative standard, until we created that and we do it for ourselves as a covenant to tell them this is what we want, then and only then can this nation of freedom exist with independence. And there will be no need for jails and incarceration. People can come home. Because that's what the white man does to his own. He pardons his quicker than he pardons us. And that's how you make a long story short. In response to that, the public is crying out there. Because of this, you know, sociological deformatory that creates this contribution of isolation. And many other countries outside my waters, this is Turtle Island, white man, you need to really see on what end the waste drops from, white man. And then and only then, that relevance of that domesticated and legislated mindset that you have from a judicial decision, then and only then can you admit to your own recommendations of failure against the rest of humanity. Back to y'all before we close.
Oh, man, that was beautiful, brother. We had 37 after 8, so you might want to give us a song before we run out of time, bro. And
we'll
be back
for,
on
for
tomorrow
a majority of you
time,
that,
folks.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6:30, you're all welcome to come on. It's good hearing from you, Sister Leona. Much love to you. We're on your side. We're in your corner. And all of you people, tune back in tomorrow, and I'm going to close with this song in honor of everybody because freedom is the key. And this is our song in closing. Hey,
Hey now, yeah, hey now, hey, hi, hey now, hey yeah, oh, oh. Hey now, hi, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, 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 much love to you. Take care. Happy man and graduation to everybody that graduated, of all our kids that we serve. And thanks to all you Stronghearts for doing a tremendous job of serving our people. Wopilat Haka. And good night, Sister Leona. Man, we're on your corner. Love you. Aho.
Love you guys.
Aho. Thank you, everybody.
It's
been Indigenous Voices of the People. Please tune in tomorrow at the same time. Even with difficulty, we'll still get it done. Thank you, Leona. Thank you, everybody.